convene the public hearing on the annual budget for the town of Sollersburg at 6:01. Present is town attorney Dick Elder, Councilman Brad Amos, Councilman Paul Rhodes, Councilwoman Martina McBride, and clerk treasurer
Martina McBride.
Can you sing?
Nope.
Can you sing? That is funny.
My main thing's my cues, my master.
Okay. And our clerk treasurer, Michelle. Okay, alrighty then. And if the purpose of this public hearing is to take questions and comments from the public regarding the budget. And Michelle, Martina, would you like to talk about highlights of the budget?
I like this page here, the DLGF review versus remodeled funds. That's what makes it, that's what's different between last year's and this year's, isn't it? Because I was wondering why there were some on this year's that weren't on last year's.
Right, when I went to the hearing, or the budget workshop at the courthouse, they said that everything has to be appropriated before it can be spent.
Right, which I agree, it makes sense to me to do it. So it looks like we're increasing, but really it's just that we're putting it up front instead of doing it through the year.
Exactly. Yeah, and the only two things that have a tax rate are the general and the park funds anyway.
Yep. And the, our adopted tax rate this year is ending up being a little bit lower than it was last year, is it not?
Well, that could change too.
Once they certify it.
Yeah. Still waiting for the county to do their part.
Yeah.
Which I'm, although I'm bummed that the school didn't get their funds passed, a referendum is in better interest of the town, because otherwise they'll push more of us to the cabs.
Well, I think the process we use is a good process. We need to communicate a little bit better with the clerk treasurer once we had some finished projects, which we found out.
Forgive my newness.
It's okay.
It's my first year.
Learning experience for all of us.
Okay. Any comments or questions regarding the budget?
I'm just here for moral support.
I just recommend that next year we have the hearing and the adoption on a regular meeting night, because no one usually ever shows up.
Yeah, and part of that problem was mine.
Part of it was my fault.
And my fault.
Him being out of town, he wanted to at least be at one of them.
So, even though I think if next year, if we do the workshops the way we did it and come up with the final, you know, what we do here is really for the public's purpose. You know, because we've done the work at
this
point.
And they can always come to the workshops too.
Yep, exactly. Well, nothing from the audience. Jay?
No, sir.
Greg?
Just vote and pass this then, this ordinance number?
First reading.
Pretty good.
And then we'll have, obviously, our second.
Yeah.
The second one is the 14th. And I will not be here, but Mr. LeMaster will be. So we'll have four council people here again.
Okay.
So, and that is this Friday night at 6 o'clock.
This Friday?
Next Friday.
Next Friday, that's what I thought.
Yeah, 14.
I have both on my calendar, so.
I got a question. Hi, Michelle. So are they on, when do we know when a budget is? I mean, are they faster now, or are we still waiting?
They're faster now. Now it's not at the end of the year.
But it's
we're actually supposed to know by the end of this year now.
Oh, really?
That's their plan, yeah.
And then all we have to do is just wait to see 2 or 3 months of our revenue to see if what we expected is actually on trend to come in.
Right. Or whatever they approve, yeah, as long as we can fund it.
And then if it does not, which has not really ever been a problem.
Yeah, no.
Right. Then you'd have to come back and make adjustments.
Because we don't ever estimate high.
Right.
Correct. Been very conservative.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, in this budget bulletin I've been using here to try to get smart, there are some things that they say are summary of statutory requirements for budget approval that the DLGF could use to stop the budget process. One is nepotism,
And we've got that covered, internal controls, and we've got that covered, but training needs to be happening.
Mine's done.
Okay. Okay, that's done.
Do you have what you need on that? Okay.
Debt issuance report, annual report, notice to taxpayers, public hearing, we've done all that, so. We are in compliance, and our budget is submitted, and we'll do the final adoption on the 14th of this month at 6 o'clock.
Motion to approve ordinance number 2016-021 on first reading, the 2017 budget.
I don't know that we can do that at a public hearing.
You have a public hearing on it, you close the public hearing, and you would go ahead. Was this advertised for public meeting or for?
Just a public meeting.
Just the public hearing.
Just the public hearing.
Okay.
Public hearing.
Public hearing.
Okay, then at your next one, we'll advertise it as a public meeting, in which we'll open up a public hearing.
Okay, so we don't motion anything?
No, and then what it will take then at that time will be two readings.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Okay, anything else, anybody?
You guys need to talk, make it worth our time.
Okay, I like to talk.
No, that's okay.
So you don't care.
Who invited him? Who invited him?
If we get our approval early, then our first 3 or 4 months, though, even though the budget's done in 18 months, when can you actually start spending out your capital improvements? Does that mean we can go now, go quicker? Because before we didn't know.
Right, January 1st.
You can't spend it before January 1st.
Right.
But I mean, there's got to be a limit. There isn't like I can walk in January 1st and spend nothing out.
If it was approved.
Well, no, yeah, if it was approved, yeah. We have to be able to fund it, but you can't go over it.
What are you trying to say?
Well, nothing. Our capitals always get started slow because we were so used to waiting for approval from.
Yeah, because we never knew we were going to get cut.
I mean, here's my understanding, Ken, and Michelle, you do this, have a lot more experience than I do, but when I was at the county, since it was in such dire straits, so long as you were within your budget, if you knew you were going to have this tax draw come in on the first installment, if you did have funds available in that big pot, even though it's broken down, you could pull from it and use it even though the money hadn't come in yet, because you knew you were going to get it from the state. I think that's what you're talking about.
Maybe right. Well, it's just that we've got
May and November.
But the money has to be in the big pot. It may not be in the fund. So
you've got such big bold moves next year, okay, that we don't want these all to be all this expenditures. It's all.
No, we want to start our projects early.
We want to pick our projects and start laying them out as we go instead of okay now.
Do we have that list? Does the board have that list of?
Not yet. No.
I mean, to me, that's something that you would have presented when you did the budget, that I want to do this, then these are the projects I want to do, this is the funding I need to do those.
Right. What we did was we scraped together as much as the capital as we could. Now we're in the middle of deciding which projects we want to put as a priority and then get ready for next year, since this seems to be a pattern to where we're actually going to get our money and our budget's approved early. You can't remember, ever since I started here, we didn't have approved budgets until the year was almost over.
No, it's, yeah.
That's right.
So you couldn't do nothing until you got to, and then you were still scared to do it in August and September. So this is new to me, to actually have approved budgets before the year starts. Okay.
And
so to everybody.
The road training, the scoring.
He still hasn't got back with me. If we run into a problem, we can hire an engineer to do it.
Okay.
I'm not going to wait. And November 1st, I got to either be trained or we got to start looking, so that we got a month to apply for it.
Okay.
All right. There's no one else, so I'll take a motion to close the public hearing.
A motion. 6:10.
Close the public hearing. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Public hearing is closed at 6:10. Thanks, everybody.
Bill called me.
Michelle, do I want to for next Friday? For a public meeting?
Yeah.